It's the latest 3 million years.co.uk audio boo. I'm a little bit late with this week's or last week's audio boo. Busy. Lots of new comics to look at. Hopefully by the end of this week you should see my review of Cancer Town 2, Blasphemous Tumours by Marcosio and excellent creative team there. If you like Hellblazer or Sandman, definitely check this one out. If you've read the first one, you're definitely going to enjoy the second one. So that's going to be coming out in November in print and digital form. Probably in digital form in six parts. There's six chapters to it, so very good title. Anyway, on to last week's comics. My favourite of the week has got to be A-Babies versus X-Babies. A look at the X-Men versus the Avengers crossover that we've been having. Through the eyes of the babies, there's some brilliant parts in this, some brilliant art. As it says, it you don't have to, you're about to read, doesn't have anything to do with the AVX event, but it does have baby versions of the Avengers and the X-Men fighting each other. Now, there's not a lot I can say on top of that. There's some excellent parts in it, and even the first page made me laugh when it says that Scotty Young did the big boy words, and also pretty pictures on there as well. So that was a good title. The next one is AVX Consequences, issue 3. So it deals with some more with Scott Summers, Cyclops in prison, and whether he wants to escape or not. Be messaged by Magneto. Also has Hope, Storm, Wolverine, Captain America and Iron Man dealing with the outcomes of the AVX event. It's quite a good title, actually. I've been getting the Arrow digital comic. We're on the third one that sort of crosses into the TV show. We're only over to episode 2 of the TV show over here, and I have not seen it. It's still been recorded, so please don't spoil it for me. It's a short look at one of the new characters coming into the Arrow TV show. So that's something to look forward to. Batman Incorporated, issue 4, we get a reveal on who the new wingman is. And some extra issues with Damian Wayne and Batman as well, to see where this is all heading towards with Leviathan. Will we be losing Damian Wayne? I don't know. Part of me would like to say yes, part of me would like to say no. The big kicker, I think, for the week was Journey into Mystery, Kieran Gillen's final issue, which was issue number 645. Brings to an end the Kid Loki saga that he's been doing. It's got some massive, excellent reviews in it, and also a letter from Tom Hiddleston himself. So right at the end, so it's worth having a look at. And Kieran Gillen's actually made some comments on his Tumblr on that one. Justice League Dark comes to the end of this second arc, which is going to be concluded this week in the Justice League Dark Annual issue 1. With Constantine and the rest on those. So it's Justice League Dark. I've been quietly enjoying it. It sort of went down a little bit halfway through, and now it seems to be picking up again. So I'm quite enjoying that one. Wolverine has him monster hunting with Elisa Bloodstone. Not too sure what to make of this. It seems to be coasting at the moment, and Wolverine, getting close to dropping the title again, which I think I've done a few times, and then I pick it up again, and I enjoy it, and then we go back to what we had. Masks and Monsters from Monkey Brain Comics continues to be an excellent comic to read. There's some good points in this. It's nicely done in the black and white noir style, with some good art and designs at the back as well, which is worth reading. And then finally, we've got The Shadow, which brings Garth Ennis' arc to an end with issue 6. A really good Alex Ross cover in the beginning of that. And it's just been an excellent story all the way through, actually. Well worth reading The Shadow. Out of the Dynamite titles with The Shadow, The Spider, this has been the one that I've enjoyed the most. And I'm going to be reading through to the new creative team on that as well. Don't forget, before I go, with Monkey Brain Comics, buy your new comics, give it another day. Wait until Thursday until you get your new comics. They're going to be making donations or their sales to the Hero Initiative. That's me until next week. I'm running out of time. I've managed to squeeze these all in 5 minutes. Can't believe I've done it. Thanks very much and goodbye.